Can you relate to not knowing which of your business's pages or posts are indexed in Google? Or how long it takes once it's published to be indexed in Google? When you make changes to your website content, do you know if Google has recrawled your pages and posts and re-indexed your content and those changes? In this episode, we go into content indexation in depth. This is the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast, the podcast that breaks down law firm marketing strategies step by step for easy implementation.
Okay there, guys. So in this part of the episode, we're going to talk about actually using Screaming Frog to actually do a custom search. We're going to be looking specifically for indexation. So I'm going to give you an example of how I would use this when I was updating content for maybe finding internal link opportunities. So what we'll just do here is it's the podcast. We'll go over to configuration. We'll go to custom search. And we will add, let's just say, backlinks. We'll look for backlinks. We'll add another version just in case I spelled it with a space. Backlink, right? And then we'll copy and paste it over to here. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to check the configuration to make sure the sitemap is there, which I've already added it there. So let's just crawl this. It's a relatively small site. And we'll go down here and to see what happens with the custom crawl, how many times we have those mentioned. So we have, here's our custom crawl. It looks like we have it without the space and we've already gotten that. So what I'm going to do is I'll go here. We have these four pages that mention this. And so I would export this. I'll browse. We'll go to my desktop. We'll just export that there. And the reason why we're doing that is here's the custom search. Just going to grab these URLs. I'm going to give this to you as an example. We're going to go back and I'll paste them in the spreadsheet. So in this example, if I had another post that was talking about backlinks, right? And I wanted to get, maybe it's a large pillar page on backlinks and what they are and their importance. These pages are topically relevant around backlinks, and it would behoove me to be able to get links from them over to the main page. So I would add the anchor text here. We found it underneath backlinks, right? That would be the anchor text if we had it as backlink, whatever it would be. Here's the new URL that we put in. And once we went in and we updated this, we'd update the date here. Now, the key point is, how do we know when this is validated in Google or indexed in Google? Typically, what I found is after I make updates, it's usually 6 to 10 days for the most part. Some pages get updated very quickly while others take longer. So I usually say 6 to 10 days. But what I would do is I would go back into Google Search Console, and then I would actually put in the URL here, and I would actually say, hey, I'd use my inspection tool here, and I would just look at it, and I would say, okay, it's indexed. What's the last date it was crawled? So if this date here is earlier than the date that it was updated, and it's been 6 to 10 days, I know that I need to then resubmit that page within Google Search Console to be recrawled. And I could just request indexing here, and then it would be updated. It would go into the priority for it to be crawled. And then I know that that link juice from that page is going to eventually go over to that page. Depending upon your crawl, typically what you're going to see, though, is that the majority of these pages will be crawled because of the sync from the XML sitemap in your setup in Google Search Console to your XML sitemap in your website. So this is how I'm able to track whether the work that I've done to optimize these pages or these internal links is actually working. Now, you could do this on any other thing. So if you did a page title or a meta description, or you've updated the copy, this would also be something that you would want to do. You wouldn't necessarily have the target URL, but you would have the URLs that you've updated, the date you updated, and then you'd have the, you'd be able to go in and say, like, when has Google updated this information? I want to know when that has been updated. And that's when you would actually look at the date in the inspection update. Now, there's another thing that you can do in Pages here. You can view the data about index pages right here, and you can see the dates that they were last crawled. So this is one way that you can do that, and you can just then go export this. And then you can match that against your list if you're looking for a quick and fast, easy way to do that instead of inspecting each URL. But that's this part for checking up against the indexation of content that you have updated in your system, whether it is internal links, you know, whatever the on-page element it is.
So before we move on to the next section, it's important that you check out the show notes because I have a link to my Google Sheet that will help you track your changes in indexation for internal links. There's a tab for that. There's also another tab for on-page SEO elements. And that way you can understand what's been crawled by Google and what's been indexed then, and what then needs to be set as a priority crawl in Google. And then you can track when and if that gets indexed in Google. So check that out. Once again, a free download on Google Sheets. And this next section, we're going to welcome Marco Ayani, who is the head of earned media for Neil Patel's NP Digital. And he has a script which he's created, which works with Screaming Frog and a third party. And it's going to help you find in bulk pages and indexation. So without further ado, here is Marco Ayani.
In terms of checking if a page is indexed or a set of pages are indexed, I think that the main one is, of course, Google Search Console, which you can use both as a UI, you know, by just using the standard tool and then by using its API. And of course, that very API can be connected to major tools. Pretty much everyone uses Screaming Frog. And the point, though, that Search Console has, both in a UI version and as an API, it limits. So if you're working with a very tiny website, or if you're working at looking, let's say, at around 2,000 URLs per day, you're kind of limited. So my approach was checking with a third-party API, which is SERP API. SERP API is very, very cheap. And what I've done is I created a tiny, very simple JavaScript that executes a check and looks for a specific URL, which is the one that you are crawling, and double checks if that very URL is available within the Google index. So it's kind of something that you would do on Excel, but like in real time on SERPs. The advantage of using this strategy is, of course, the fact that you're not tied up to the limits that Search Console has. So the 1,000 in the UI and the 2,000 per day on the API version. A very important thing that I've got to say is that when you run the script, as well as every other new JavaScript script that you include in Screaming Frog, you need to enable JavaScript because otherwise it won't run. But pretty much what it will give you is a new column, which is called, I named it Indexing Checker or something like that. But it comes up as a custom column and that said either indexed or not indexed. So very straightforward. Pretty big pros. You can do it at scale. I run it daily pretty much, but let's say if you want to check around 30,000 URLs, it will cost you around $150. So nothing insane. Plus, you can sign up, not sponsored, by the way. You can sign up with the SERP API and they have specific packages. And the good thing is that they are monthly based. So you're not paying as you go with like any API. So it's kind of easier to, you know, have your own limit, and especially working in an agency, and that kind of, you know, easier to pass over to finance for approval with, you know, renewals and stuff like that.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast. The step-by-step marketing strategy that we discussed in today's episode is in the companion blog post, which is linked in the episode show notes and the YouTube video description. If we provided you with value, please consider leaving a review on the podcast platform of your choice. This is Matt Hepburn for the Local Law Firm Marketing Podcast, and we hope to see you next time.